This is a paid message from GoFundMe. Meet Juan Naula. When his son was hospitalized for a viral infection, Juan started a GoFundMe to pay for medical expenses.
It was $5,000 to pay the bill for my son, and I needed only 22 hours. It was amazing. People really trust on GoFundMe.
How did Juan raise $5,000 in less than a day? He posted a short video on GoFundMe, telling his story in 30 seconds.
30 seconds. Be specific, be quick, and tell what are you going to be using the funds for. I was nervous to do it because it doesn't feel okay to ask money, but you shouldn't be nervous. Sometimes you just have to do it and see the results. We were able to save my son's life. Thanks to GoFundMe that we still have my son with us.
Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This message reflects one person's experience.
Anthony, good morning.
Good morning, Mick. How are you?
Good. You want to talk to me about vapes?
Yeah, I was just saying, like I said there in my text, I was watching the news there yesterday, and the start of the news was, again, harping on about vapes and banning flavor vapes. And then by the end of the news headlines, I heard that we're planning to decriminalize drugs, including Class A drugs. And I just thought, if this wasn't Ireland, people would think that was pretty strange.
Yeah, I was unclear yesterday. It was the decriminalization proposal. This is coming before the Oireachtas, by the way. Just to do with the softer drugs, like maybe hash or weed or something. Or did it include Class A drugs like crack cocaine, cocaine itself in its powder form, and heroin? It seems to be all-encompassing. That one, what do we talk about first, drugs or vapes?
Well, I think regarding vapes, not just because I vape myself, but clearly I've skin in the game. I mean, they've been in Ireland alone for 20 years worldwide, I couldn't tell you. And despite all the hopes and prayers of the medical profession, people aren't presenting with problems because of them in large numbers or any numbers that I'm aware of. And they just keep saying, I heard Professor Crowell there, he's an oncologist, I don't know if you're familiar with him.
Yes.
But he always is the first to harp on about vapes. Now, he doesn't totally dismiss them, but he goes down the route that they all do. Well, we can't say they're safe. Well, after 20 years here alone, if you can't say they're safe, like, that's just nonsense. Nonsense.
Okay, but what the this bill will do is regulate, further regulate, nicotine vaping products. Remember, they got a big hit in the budget as well. And introduce measures to address other what they call novel nicotine products, such as nicotine pouches. Is that the ones you put under your tongue? I suppose it is, or is that nicotine gum? I think that's a pouch, is it?
I've tried those, actually, and apparently if you go to Sweden, nobody smokes. They all use these pouches, but they contain nicotine in, I think it's in Sweden. It's mainly those little pouches you put either be up behind your lip or under your tongue, and it dissolves.
And I'd say they would be fairly addictive too.
Well, nicotine is the thing that gets us all addicted. When you smoke it, put it on a patch or chew it in chewing gum, which of course the government wants to push that because they get their cut. And Nicorette have their patches and they have their gum. But up to recently, they had an inhaler and it was like sucking on talcum powder. But it was a vape by another name, if you like.
I'm not sure if this bill is going to be a bit of a toothless shark when it comes to vapes. They're voting on restricting colours and imagery on nicotine-inhaling products and packaging. So they're going to ban the colours, right? And then ban all flavour descriptions and language other than the basic flavour names. So you can't have your shockingly melon-pineapple-y burst, but you can have melon and pineapple.
I think it's just absolute nonsense. Now, I do agree, okay, you can see a lot of teenagers and underage kids and stuff and whatever, smoking vapes. But I would say maybe put a restriction. Probably, actually, I'd go as far as to say totally ban disposable vapes because teenagers and kids aren't buying a vape and charging it up at home for their mother and father to look at it. You know, the disposable ones are really the enemy for the younger generation. But don't penalise adult responsible vapers, you know.
Yeah, responsible taxpayers as well.
Yes, extremely.
Do you think flavours in nicotine-inhaling products should be limited?
No, I don't see what difference it makes.
What flavour do you like yourself?
Well, ironically, I only smoke the tobacco flavour.
So are you a recovering smoker then, former smoker?
Yes, I'd be 20, 30 a day in the past, and I've been vaping 10 years now, and I don't have a cough, I don't have anything. I had my NCT with the doctor there back in March, I got a clean bill of health, so that's just me. But what I'm saying really, like, is, well, at the moment, I suppose this, the decriminalization of drugs, including Class A drugs. So, like, is that the case then for every age group? Like, if it's a 16-year-old caught with a bit of coke or a bit of heroin, is that decriminalized for them as well? Is there an age limit on the decriminalization?
It's only a general discussion at the moment before the Oireachtas. I don't think there's any age attached to it at the moment, nor any quantity. I mean, you can't be carrying around a kilo of coke and say, that's for my personal possession. My personal use, you know, there's going to have to be a weight limit or a volume limit, I think, attached to the bill as well.
So 16-year-old Johnny Mary or 15-year-old Johnny Mary could go around with a bag of coke, but God forbid they'd have a flavoured vape. Is that what we're saying, basically?
That's the irony of the two opposite sides of the press today, isn't it? On the other side of it, Ireland has been told it needs to take its head out of the sand about the drugs crisis and decriminalise the personal possession of drugs. Now, this is what the Oireachtas has heard. This has cross-party support. All drugs to be removed from the statute book on a personal possession basis. And this is a committee. They've gone one step further than... you remember the CADU, I think, the Citizens Assembly on Drugs Use? They said possession should still remain illegal in law, but form sort of criminalisation, decriminalisation, I beg your pardon, should be adopted in practice. In other words... you've broken the law, you're a naughty boy, but you can do a course, maybe.
Yeah, well, I don't personally have a lot of faith in the Citizens' Assembly, because to this day, I'd like to know who actually picks who goes on the Citizens' Assembly, and it's, that information seems to be very lacking.
I never thought of it that way. I never thought of it.
It's
like, how does the guy who drives the snowplow get to his work in the morning?
I don't know.
Same question. So are you?
I thought it was a joke. You were going to crack
it was.
Well, yeah, I can see what you mean. Oh, yeah.
So what? where do you stand on personal possession? Decriminalise it or keep it in the criminal statute books?
Well, the thing is, like, you'll decriminalise it for the person, but I mean, all this, if it is introduced, which would be absolute nightmare. You may as well hand someone a loaded gun and play Russian roulette and think it's normal to do it. I mean, that's quite dangerous. And it's going to do nothing about the criminal gangs. I mean, they're still going to make their money, except their clients now won't have to run off and hide. They can go around in comfort if this is passed.
Okay,
so how is that going to benefit anyone and society in the long run?
Okay. Now, while Taoiseach Micheál Martin, as any Taoiseach would, have said that the government would assess the report and engage with the Health and Justice Departments, that's fairly standard for anyone who might be Taoiseach. But the Gardaí remain resolutely opposed to removing the criminal offence of possession. There was a statement by Detective Chief Super Seamus Boland. He said that drug policy should take into account that around 80% of the population don't use drugs, but they're still impacted by it, and stressed the Gardaí will enforce the laws decided by the Oireachtas.
Yeah, and I mean, it's hypocrisy again. And if you want to go around the route of our legal, look at the legal drugs that we have, alcohol and tobacco. Now, look at the restrictions that were put on alcohol. Off licences used to open at 9 in the morning and open to 11 at night. They were restricted from 10:30 to 10 or 10:30 at night. They had to put, they didn't put warning labels, but tobacco products had to have plain packaging with pictures of rotten lungs and all this and warnings and the whole lot. That's the two drugs that are legal. And now they're talking about decriminalising, not legalising. I know there's a difference, but they're kind of making it sort of, well, so what? Like, as I said, little Johnny, 15-year-old Johnny and Mary has a bag of coke, go way off into the woods and have a good snort for yourself. But God forbid you should have a strawberry-flavoured vape. That is so dangerous.
Look, it is a fair point. It's diametrically opposed reasoning, I suppose. If you put the two pieces, they're two separate reports in today's papers, but when you put them side by side, it does give for a little amusement, if nothing else. But do you think it allows the guards then to use common sense? If a guy is caught with a joint or whatever, that he gets a warning and don't let me catch you again, or because I have the option to arrest you on it. But, it's mostly decriminalised unless I make a judgment that... you have this not just for yourself or for somebody else, in which case you're coming with me.
Well, I think, Mick, already the guards probably would, not probably, I'd say definitely they're using some bit of common sense and a bit of, this isn't quite that serious. Like, you know, I'm saying they'll do that already. I take that for granted they're doing that as it is anyway. I don't know. I can't say that for certain or swear on the Bible, but I'd assume they are already.
Anthony, thanks, like thanks for coming on. We always have an entertaining conversation. I particularly enjoyed today's one. The pouch, I'm told, Anthony, do you know these things? The pouch is like a tiny tea bag. You pin it into your gum. Now, I've seen people using them, but I never, you know, saw one up close or touch one. I didn't realize it was kind of a tea bag thing. I thought it was just a piece of...
In Sweden, Mick, they're the way to go. Nobody smokes. They all use them.
And apparently teenagers here are using them a lot. And I would imagine they're using them in stressful situations like exams as well.
Yeah, I mean, shortly now, if this is past, they could just do a line of coke before the exam, they'd fly through it.
Or during.
Yeah, maybe jump out the window when it's over, but you're so bad.
Go on, we'll get in trouble. Cheers.
All the best, Mick.
Cheers, bye-bye. Always entertaining. Anthony on the Neil Prendeville Show. To our text on 0868 104 106, well done to that young man, Mick. I will be looking him up online, CJ Palmer, and his new business, and booking some cleaning from him. On the vacant property subject, Mick, there are 26 properties between Roach's Buildings and Sutton's Buildings vacant for between 2 and 4 years. It's a joke and people are crying out for housing. I think the government are taking some initiatives in that regard. And pushing the councils now. Interesting comment from Taoiseach to Simon Harris blaming the councils 2 weeks ago for all of these vacant properties. My last count, Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael had over 490 councillors on councils around the country. So who are they blaming? We spoke about apprentices earlier on. SOLAS, which is funded to provide training for our apprentices, has a budget of over 1 billion euros per year. Yet on average, only about 1,500 apprentices start every year in this country. They can't handle any more because they don't have the facilities, and there seems to be little interest in upgrading them to increase apprenticeship numbers. When I met with them in Dublin last year, I was told by the head of SOLAS at the meeting, we don't need any more apprenticeships in Ireland. Foreigners are building the country. Thanks, Jim, for your text.